instead of, you know, not outscoring people, how do you get back to, you know, grinding a little bit more defensively, particularly with a guy like Kenny that's coming in that's pretty tough for Auburn?
We'll start by showing our guys film Canty's. You don't have to call them Canty's highlights. You call them Canty's clips because they're all highlights. You know, he's offensively with the ball in his hands. He's one of the more talented guys in college basketball. He's terrific. Right hand, left hand, floaters, runners, getting guys shots, and then, of course, his ability to separate and get himself three looks at a high percentage that are really, really difficult shots for most everyone else. He's really good. He's really good. So we'll start with film, and then we'll get to shell defense here this afternoon, because it's going to take a really good defensive effort for us to slow these guys down.
What are your thoughts about Bruce Pearl? You know, he can be kind of a polarizing figure because he's out there, and he. Mm-hmm. What do you think about what he's meant to college basketball, particularly bringing Tennessee up and what he's doing out there?
Kevin, I just don't know enough about him. I don't know him well enough. You know, I'm new to this league. I'm new to this job. I know he's won a lot of games, you know, and I know that part of the positives, the part of what's so fortunate about being here and being in this league is that you have an ability, the opportunity to compete against really good coaches and a lot of them.
Does the experience against playing teams like LSU with Simmons and Ole Miss with Moody kind of help you guys focus in on Canty?
I think that they're similar in a lot of ways. I think Canty probably shoots it even better, and he can create it for himself even better, in my opinion. Moody's had games where he just lives at the foul line and understands how to draw fouls. They're a little bit different in those regards, different type athletes, but they're both guys that demand the brunt of the scouting report for sure.
When you look at Leon, what was it caught your eye of him back, you know, even at La Tech?
Mm-hmm. I saw him in a junior college event with Jordan Mincy, and Dusty May had already started recruiting him because he actually. Coincidentally, he had gone to Conway High School. We had a kid from Conway High School already at Louisiana Tech. They never played together. They knew of each other, and that's about it. And we knew he was putting up numbers at a junior college in Illinois. And when we saw him at the, it's called the Mullen Showcase, the top 100 or so junior college players in the country. When Jordan and I saw him there, we just fell in love with how he battled and how competitive he was. Showed a lot of toughness. And, you know, made some shots, good athlete, and we knew that he was a great kid. And from there, you know, the process started. So anytime you have a 6'8 kid that that's as competitive as him, and then what we found out that he's that competitive on a daily basis, it gives him an opportunity to, you know, to compete at this level. He's not the most talented guy in our program, but he certainly is arguably the toughest and the most competitive.
When you win two in a row, is there a little pep in your step in practice, or how it's kind of responded?
We have no peps in our steps at all. Yeah, we had the day off yesterday, and we spent the majority of yesterday watching Auburn. I've watched Auburn all day today. Now I have a Canty headache. but at this time of year in this league, in all really good leagues, There's no time to celebrate anything. There wasn't a lot to celebrate the other day in terms of our performance, other than the fact that we were fortunate to win one. Today we're going to get after it. We're going to have a hard practice. It's going to be really competitive. It's going to be centered around defense. And again, you know, we're going to start the scouting report in terms of how to slow these guys down. And then offensively, we'll start a little bit. You know, they do a good job. I know that's you asked about Coach Pearl earlier. I know one of the things that he's been known for. I've never gone against him as a head coach, but as an assistant at Ole Miss, one of the things that you always had to prepare for was taking care of the basketball. You know, they've always created turnovers in half court with some press, baseline out of bounds, sideline out of bounds. So, of course, those things we'll have to consider as well.
Do you ever catch yourself, when you talk about those coaches, you face Allen, you got – Pearl coming up, and I think you got Stallings soon, and Calipari Huggins next weekend. You ever catch yourself going in awe a little bit? That, you know, here I am.
I can't have you quote me on saying that. and Rick Barnes.
Yeah.
I mean, how many? And we're probably forgetting another three or four. Every coach in this league is a really good coach. I'm the day that I was hired, I said at our press conference, I just feel very fortunate to be here. Absolutely. I say that with all honesty and sincerity. I mean, this league is tremendous with these facilities, these fan bases, these traditions. All of these coaches have achieved and accomplished so many things, and we're getting started. So when I guess I can comment on this, when you're scouting some of these teams, just like in Conference USA, but maybe to another extent in the Southeastern Conference, you learn as you're preparing, you know, and you learn more and more each year. I'm sure even the veteran coaches in this league are still learning. That's what coaches do. But it's fascinating to study these programs and what makes them go.
Chioza and Hill go from kind of shutting down Moody to allowing 20 points against IJ Reddy.
Yeah.
Just another example of the consistency and how to get them defensively back locked into.
Yeah, I think it's another good example. I don't know how we can do such a great job there and do an average job here. But Reddy, credit him, he was terrific and had a chance to win the game. He did whatever he wanted. And Reddy was just as good defensively. In fact, we're about to watch some clips here of our offense versus Michigan State's defense. And he did a really good job on our point guards, really blowing up actions by not allowing our guys to get into ball screens. I thought he played with great energy offensively and defensively. IJ Reddy's a good player. They have several, and Auburn does as well. We're all trying to become more consistent, and today is another step toward that.
Just taking your thoughts about the physicality or the size inside against Simeon Bowers,
yeah.
The guy that can kind of knock people around a little bit. How do you kind of contend with that? Some of the things that they can do inside?
Yeah, we'll talk about Simeon came in here last year and had a double-double, and they're a completely different team. I think, in my opinion, outside of him, their other three best players weren't on this team last year. They've got several good players, but another three in addition to Simeon that are just really, really good players. But Simeon, he's a specimen, and he moves. He's got incredible feet and ability to move those feet for a guy at that size. So we've got to be prepared. Anytime, any SEC game, you're going to have a hard-fought physical effort. You better, or you're in trouble. So that's what we'll expect. We'll expect the team coming in here playing with a lot of confidence. They have a bigger win than any of our wins, really, with the win against Kentucky. They're coming off two really good performances in a row. They're defending well. They're shooting the ball well. So we'll have to play we'll have to play with edge. We'll have to be excited about it, and it can't be one of these. We're in the old dome. We'll be fine. No, we've got to find a way to get better against Auburn and play really well.
Health wise, any updates on Rimmer and Murphy and everyone else? Okay.
Rimmer's getting better and better. Still gaining weight. He was just sick there for a little bit. He could log some minutes. Who knows? Depending on how these next couple days go. And then nothing on Alex Murphy. Did you ask about someone else? Was there any, just those two guys?
Well, yeah. And then I guess Devon Walker, you've just decided not to play him lately.
Yeah. He's had a great attitude. Devon will come to practice, ready to work today, and who knows? He might get his number called. Again, a lot of that just depends on our preparation and production over the next couple of days of practice.
All right. Thanks.